Nah.
So Revolsite, we're in the middle of learning the cases of Yichud. We introduced that Yichud sometimes is derisive derabanan. We introduced that Yichud, even with multiple people, is sometimes a problem. Last time we learned a Mishnah that says, Kol she'asaka v'manoshim lo yisachid v'manoshim. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And we asked the very basic question that all the Rishonim ask on this Mishnah. We presented four different Mahalchim in this Mishnah. That, what do you mean, Kol she'asaka v'manoshim lo yisachid v'manoshim? Anyone can't be misyachid v'manoshim. That's the whole topic of the sugya of Isser Yichud. You're not allowed to be secluded with a woman. So the Rishonim have different ways of answering this problematic question, which ultimately will have tremendous ramifications on halacha lamaisa. What is scenarios that yichud potentially could be permitted? Rashi is bothered with this question, and Rashi therefore says that yes, in general, a man can't be in seclusion with a woman can't be in seclusion with a man. However, that doesn't necessarily apply to how many?
Three
women. Aye, the Mishnah says, Andaf. Payam abeis lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim. A man can't even be with two women. So Rashi says, exactly. The Mishnah is read literally. A man can't be with two women. But says Rashi, a man can be with three women. Aye, and that, the Mishnah is saying, that man, that a classic, a normal man and a normal woman could be with three women. The buck stops here where it's Asaka v'manoshim, says Rashi, why? Because that's an example of what? Libo gasbo. Anytime there is some sort of familiar relationship, some sort of connection, even if it's not, you know, a heavy connection, but there's some sort of formal connection beforehand, and like the Mishnah is stating, Asaka v'manoshim, then we're even going to cancel what? A heter ratio, which is 1 to 3. One man with three women. Therefore, two chidushim come out of Rashi. Number one, classically, 1 to 3 will be mutter. Number two, but that doesn't apply what the Mishnah is talking about, where it's libo gaspo, there is a familiar relationship. Just very quickly to chazer what we said last week, the other Rishonim never even accepted Rashi's suggestion, and clearly they can't answer the question that Rashi was answering with that suggestion because they don't hold of a heter of 1 to 3. So therefore, Tosfos, as well as the Rambam, as well as the Ramban and the Ritva, have to come up with different answers. And therefore, Tosfos says, no, a person who's asaka v'manoshim, one who's usually busy with women, one who usually deals with women, so therefore the stakes are higher, and therefore the restrictions are more severe. That is even blocking the heter of being with your wife. We didn't learn that din yet, but there is a heter in Hilchos Yichud that we're going to have to talk about. When your wife is around, that becomes much more permissible. But that doesn't apply to this famous Mishnah of a person who's asaka v'manoshim. That's the opinion of Tosfos. The Ramban and the Ritva think that it's talking about the heter of shtei anoshim with one isha, that doesn't apply to a person who is usually involved with women, who's asaka v'manoshim. And finally, the Shitas HaRambam is on the opposite side of the spectrum. The Shitas HaRambam is that, no, you read the Mishnah wrong. You think that one, like everyone has been presented, a person who deals with women is more severe? On the contrary, I would have suggested that a person who deals with women, it's not such a risk factor. It's not such a concern. He's always around women. He's not going to come to do an Aveira, comes along the Mishnah and says, no, you should know that even an individual who's asaka v'manoshim, the Yisr Yichud still applies. And it's fascinating that is also quoted by the Marana Mechaber, the Shitas HaRambam, in Shulchan Aruch, in our Halacha L'maisa Shulchan Aruch Ad Yom Hazeh. Lehalacha, we stated last year, that this is all brought down in Simen Chav Beis Siv Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. We'll get back to that. Then the Rama says, V'yesh matirin, the last line of the Rama in Sif Hei. V'yesh matirin ish echad im nashim harbe. There are those that are matir, one man with many women. Im ein isko im anoshim. Who is the parentheses, Rabbi Osai? Who is he quoting from? V'yesh matir. Shitas Rashi. That's exactly what the tour it says here. Tour b'shem Rashi. Good. So this heter made it to Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, on the books, as long as it's not isko emanoshim, as long as it's not libo gasko like Rashi limited himself. So then, if they're not people that you're familiar or that you grew up with or you went to high school with and you have an old relationship with, then what do you have? A heter on the books from the Ramah for one man and how many women? Three women. Who clearly does not quote this heter?
Tosos.
Who clearly does not quote this heter?
The Shulchan Aruch.
The Shulchan Aruch?
The Mechaber.
The Mechaber.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell...
Morty.
Morty, make sure you tell Morris.
Kor.
Make sure you tell Kor. Make sure you tell that is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Complicates things. Rabosai, we have to learn that we are not finished with that. We are not finished with the heter of the Ramah. The heter of the Ramah, we have to analyze, but now I want to go back to, before I get back to the heter of the Ramah of one man with three women, I want to talk about the opposite side. The Gemara Kiddushin, this is brand new. Keep in mind, Rabosai, something else that we mentioned last time. We always need to analyze in Isser Yichud what the nature of the halacha is. Is it a what or is it a what? Is it a deraisa derabanan? So although the Rashba, we pointed out that, the Rashba says with more than one individual, it seems to be mashma that it's an Isser deraisa. The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Shita of the Chochmas Adam. That what? With more than one individual is an Isser Derabanan. Therefore, that will come out very handy whenever we have a Machlekes HaPoskim to apply which concept la'alacha? Safek Derabanan l'kula. But let's talk about the other scenario. What's the other scenario? The other scenario is as follows. Aval Isha Achas Dapei Mebez Aval Isha Achas Misyachedes im shnei anoshim. On the books, in a Mishnah, in Dapei Hamabez in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says beferish that one woman with two men is what? Is mutter or aser?
Mutter.
That's what the Mishnah says. So now, the Gemara comments on the bottom of Pei Hamabez on that Mishnah. Om Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah Marav comes to chisel away on this heter. Chisel away, not so glot as you think. Lo shanu, we only learned this heter of one woman with two men. Big sheirim. Aval beprutzim, if you're a parutz, then it's usser. Afilu bei asara. Even if you have 10 individuals, prutzim is garnished. Gemara quotes a Maisa to prove that there were 10 men around and they did horrible things, says the Gemara. We're going to skip over that. The Gemara gives more proofs to this halacha. And then the Gemara says as follows. Rav Yehuda, on the top of Peyal Famaral, Havaka Azli Borcha. Rav and Rav Yehuda were going on a stroll. They were walking. But what happened? There was an itita that was kamayu, that was in front of them. A woman. Amar le Rav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav said to Rabbi Yehuda, Dal karech kami gehenim. Uh-oh. This is not good. We're going to, you know, maher leleches. We're going straight to gehenim. For this Avera. This is an Isser Yichud. Amar Lei, he said back to him, what? V'amar Huda Amar B'ksherim Shapir Domi. But one second, I just read on Peyam Abiz, and Rav Yehuda is saying back to Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, K'sherim, what's the heter? The Mishnah applies, right? That what? What did the Mishnah say? What was the ratio that the Mishnah said?
2 to 1 is good.
2 to 1, who's which 2 to 1?
Two men to one woman.
Two men with one woman.
Yeah.
So you yourself, Rav, were the one who said and explained the Mishnah that if you have two ksherim, so you're allowed to be with one woman. So why are you saying we're going straight to Gehenna? Relax. Stop being such a pessimist.
We're all prutzim.
Says the Gemara, Amr Lei, mi yemer de b'ksherik go'n anava'at, el k'go'n mai Kegon Rav Chanina Bar Papi V'Chaviru. Says Rav, yeah, I said Charon, but I meant Charon. And guess what? Rav said to Rav Yehuda, me and you, we ain't Charon. The only Charon that I was referring to was a tzaddik. Like who? Rav Chanina Bar Papa. I don't really know anything about Rav Chanina Bar Papi. I don't know what qualifies to be a tzaddik. But comes along Rashi and says, look, in the Gemara, in the end of the first perek, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that there was a woman, the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Ki'adu Rav Chanina Bar Papi Tavate Ahi Matronisa, there was a woman that wanted to be, to go, to have relations with Rav Chanina Bar Papi. He said something, Amar Milsa, Umali Nafshi Shechina V'Kiba, and he made a nace. He said something, and Mamela, his face turned into boils and became disgusting. Avdi he milsa v'itza, and then she did some sort of witchcraft to make it remove. Arak tasha bahu, they b'nei d'chi have an island betrayin, v'hafil b'yimama, have a mixia. So the Gemara says that he jumped into an area that now he wouldn't be damaged at all, and he went so far. He went so far that he even jumped into a furnace. The Gemara says this. He went all the extra miles just to make sure that he wouldn't chas v'shalom be nichshol in this aveira that this woman was trying to convince him. So that's what Rashi is alluding to. So that's a kasha. So Rabbeisa, bottom line, when you read the Gemara, the way the Gemara sounds like,
you know, too,
the way the Rambam paskins, is that what? Exactly like Maran HaMechaber introduced in Simen Chof Beis Sifhe. Lo yisyach tisyachid isha achas afilu manoshim harbe. A woman cannot be with multiple men. Ad shetie ishto shel echem yavsham, unless someone's wife is with them. Like we didn't learn yet, but that is a heter. If your wife is with you. V'chim lo yisyachid ish echad afilu manoshim harbe. Right? So that we already knew. We learned from last time. The Mechaber says Beferish against Rashi's Heter that one man with a number of women is out. Right? But now we're learning something else in Maran HaMechaber. What else are we learning in Maran HaMechaber? That even though you might learn Mishnah and Kiddushin, and if you're learning Mishnais, you might think that there is a Heter for two men to be with one woman, because that's what Beferish the Mishnah says. Right? For some reason, the Mechaber says that Heter doesn't exist. Why should that be? Because the Maran HaMechaber knew the qualification of the Gemara. The qualification of the Gemara that even Rav Yehuda and Rav were not qualified as Ksherim to have the Heter of the Mishnah. If Rav Yehuda and Rav, who are Amoroyim G'doylim Ad L'Ma'oyv, are not qualified because they're not on the level of Rav Chanina Bar Papi that had Nisim Gluyim or went so far in order to not be machshir. That's the definition of a kosher. So what happens, says Maran HaMechaber, based on the psak of the Rambam, that reads the Gemara at face value, guess what? Our heter in the Mishnah of two men to one woman is out. So when I'm dealing with a Sephardi, and when I'm trying to play the number game, and I'm trying to calculate, number one, last year, of whether or not Rashi's heter of three women to one man is out, so Maran HaMechaber took the opinion of the other Rishonim and said that is mutter or aser.
Aser.
Now, I have a Mishnah that I think is irrefutable, that the Mishnah Beferish says that two men with one woman is absolutely mutter, and Maran HaMechaber, based on the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, and the Rambam's Psak based on this Gemara, is that it only is mutter to a kosher, and since none of us are ksherim because we're no better than Rav Yehuda and Rav, so therefore what? Not only does three women with one man not become mutter, but for Sfaradim, two men with one woman, which we thought was on the books in the Mishnah to be mutter, is no longer mutter because we're not like Rav Yehuda and Rav, unless you're like Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Rabosai, but go back to Ashkenazic world, if we go back to the Ramah, what does the Ramah say about this? The Yesh Omrim, the Isha Achas, Misyachedes in Shnei Nanashim Ksherim, but the Ramah says, no, it's not true. Yesh Omrim, that it is Mutter, one woman with two men. Right?
Just Yesh Omrim?
Yesh Omrim. Who is the Yesh Omrim? Where does this come from? What's the problem? The Rambam and the Mechaber have a Beferish Gemara that sounded like it doesn't apply to a normal Stam Balavos. If it doesn't apply to Rav Yehuda and Rav, so who else should it not apply to? It shouldn't apply to Akiva Lautman. Sorry to say, you did well in the Bechini yesterday, but you're not Rav Yehuda and you're not Rav. Say the Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Hatam de Begemar Begedushin Daf Pei Aleph Amar Aleph Masik Kol She'enim K'sherin K'gon Rav Chanina Bar Papi V'chadirov. If you're not on the level of Rav Chanina Bar Papi, so you're not a kosher. So what's the Ramah coming from? So the Ran says there, the Ran writes there, the Ran in Kiddushin writes that you shouldn't read the Gemara as the Rambam reads it literally, and the Gemara was just presenting a milsa de chasidus. A milsa de chasidus that only Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda, Rav was saying to Rav Yehuda, we're not on the level of Chanina Bar Papi. But bottom line, the Ran says halacha lemaisa, and it's quoted in the Ramah, stam anoshim ksherim. Most people, according to Ashkenazic practice, based on the Ran's hachra against Shitas HaRambam on that Gemara, bolster back up the heter of the Mishnah, and don't read the Gemara literally that Rav Yehuda and Rav were disqualified. That was just the milsa de chasidus that Rav was presenting to Rav Yehuda. But says the Ran, halacha lemaisa, we have a right to rely on the heter of the Mishnah, assuming that we are kosher. Assuming that we are kosher. Stam anoshim is kosher until proven else otherwise. So now, what we have to figure out, not according to the Sfarim, not according to the Mechaber, because they go with the Shita of the Rambam, and that's why the Mechaber threw out this heter of the Mishnah. But we're going with Shitas HaRan, which is employed by the Ramah, and therefore there is something to work with, as long as you're dealing with a kosher. So now all I have to figure out, if I'm not going to use Rav Yehuda and Rav as the barometer, thank God, and therefore it's going to be more inclusive to include PMP Plus and Arashir, but now we have to find out one simple question. How do I define a paritz and a kosher? What is a non-kosher? I think that would be the easiest way to discover this, because whenever you can define who a paritz is, who's in the bad category, so everyone else who's not in that category will automatically be a kosher, because the Ran says, stam anoshim ksherim. But once you have the definition of a paritz, and that the heterim are not going to apply to, so then that's going to be a scenario where we are going to be machmir, even in Ashkenazic customs.
Does it matter what the girl is, or no, just to the guys?
Yeah, it matters to the girl also, yeah. You're asking a question also, which we have to get to, we're not up to. What happens if you have a mixture? What happens if one of them is a kosher, one of them is a chassal? That's a machlokes between the Machaber and the Yehuda. A tremendous machlokes the Chazanish, tremendous machlokes the Paiskim, and tremendous shaila ad hayom hazeh. And my achra would be, if you need to rely lekula, you can for the following reasons. It's a shas hadchak, number one. Number two, let's remember, we are going with the mahalach of the Chachmas Adam, that any multiple situation is an isser
terabana.
So therefore, if you want to rely on those poskim that say that if you have a mixture, and if you have, let's say, two men are kosher and one man is paritz, you know, or the opposite situation, or in the case of, sorry, nushin, or you have the opposite situation of men, so then when they're dealing with 2-1, so then so one would have on what to rely on in those situations. The Pesvei Tshuva discusses your Shaila, Mickey, in Sif Katan Dalet, and then Yehuda has a whole case that a woman was going into a wagon on a trip and discussing some of them were prutzim, some of them were ksherim, and that's where the Nodavi discusses, and it's a shaila adayam hazeh that poskim tend to, a lot of poskim are makel because of the svara that anyways it's only in a siddur abba. So you have, as long as legit and valid poskim are matir, so that's the situation that we would elect. But before we even get to scenarios where we're splitting and we're distinguishing between some and some, let's define what a paritz is. Now again, if we're going to define what a paritz is, that's going to have tremendous ramifications. Because that's going to basically say now, if you have a paritz with you, right? So then, you don't have the heter, so then, it's just as if, what? You're just with you and this girl. That paritz is ignored. Dalmei hacha. Get rid of that paritz. He's not counted. So we really have to know what this parutz is. If we're only dealing with a ratio of two men to one woman, so then it's back to what? Back to one and one, that's going to be us. What is a parutz? Again, back it up. The Gemara says that according to the Gemara, but we don't paskin that only
the Ran
took out the paskin. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ran says that Gemara was a milsa de chasidusa, and therefore says the Ran, but really la locha stama nashemar ksher. So now our question is: okay, we want to discuss something that's relevant to the Ashkenazim in the Ramah. So what's a parts? Because even in the world of the Gemara, even in the world of the Ashkenazim, there must be some sort of scenario where the heter is not going to apply that Rav Yehuda Merav qualified it. Again, we might not go to the extent of the Milsa de Chasidusa that Rav said, oh, even me and Rav Yehuda are not accepted, but Lamaisa, there is some sort of limitation on the Mishnah's heter of two men to one woman when you are actually a part. So some poskim suggested that it means you have a television. You have a television, you look at certain things, you let certain things in your house, you're a parts. Other poskim did not, the Chachmas Adam went as far as any person who's not makbid on one Avera. Any Avera. You're not makbid, so you're a parts. You're not a kosher. You know that you're not makbid on an Avera. That's a parts. If that was the situation on both sides, so then this heter can go out the window. Because many of us don't have that, unfortunately, and we're not on that level. However, I think the most widespread common practice in terms of this definition of parts versus kosher is what the poskim suggests. Someone, and this is very nogei l'halacha, someone who's not makbid on inyonim with nashim. Someone who's not makbid in the broader category of gili arayos, lo sikruvu legalos erva, nigia.
Who says this one?
All these halachas. This is what the majority of the poskim suggests. That is a person that you cannot use as a shmira, as a helper, to be a kosher in this area. Now again, Rabosai, we're chiseling away. We're not accepting the Rambam's approach to the Pashat Shana and Gemara. We're accepting the Ran who's telling us that Stam Anoshim are Ksherim, but yet Prutzim no. We're not accepting the Chomer version in the Poskim of what the definition of a Parutz is, because we're not accepting it that it means television, movies, and we're not going to be machmir and say that it means people who are not makbid on averus like the Chachmas Adam. So what are we left with? At least in this area, at least in this halacha of chibuk menishuk of inyanei gili arayos. So therefore, a person needs to be someone who's makbid and someone who's careful about it. So therefore, that's going to have tremendous ramifications halacha about other individuals who might not be makbid about negiyah with married people, and not necessarily makbid in general in the Isser of Yichud, and this broader category, those people cannot be counted in your ratio, even according to the lenient version of two men to one woman being permitted. So Rabosai, although the Ashkenazim do come out lahalacha with Kula over here, that we can work with not only the heter of Rashi, that three women with one man can be mutter, we could even come out la'alacha with two men and one woman being mutter, like the Mishnah said, and don't be concerned with the conclusion of the Gemara. For Ravosai, remember the qualification of the Gemara means ksherim and not prutzim, and at least we have to define prutzim to someone who's not makbid in this area in halacha, and therefore it doesn't just come out to be bodies. Now, before I call on you, Morty, we have to realize that there are certain other limitations that the Ramah is about to tell us in this heter that have tremendous ramifications la'alacha. So therefore, all we've limited so far is that two men and one woman that according to Ashkenazim is permitted. It's only permitted if you're a kosher in this area. Now, There are two more very important caveats that have to be presented that are going to be halacha lemaisa, daily situations that the heter will need to be avoided, and there need to be other inyanim that have to be implemented in order to create that heter, and I'm going to get to them in a second as I read through the Rambam. Morty.
Oh, actually, you said that the majority of rules that you're considering fruits in the singular version of that, if you were not...
Parts.
If you're not mafid on like certain other, like the gi on that, what's the... So if you touch a girl 2 weeks ago, and then you go, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore... Like,
so you want to know what? How do you change? How do you become a Baal Tshuva?
You have to go through a Tshuva.
The Gemara we're about to get to it in Sunday Shir, in the third parak. The Gemara discusses if you were a Pasul Eidus and you stole money from people and you sold people, you pretended to sell kosher chickens and you're not anymore and you got busted, right? And so the Gemara says you have to go back to that same situation, and when you're in that same situation, you have to make sure that you overcome your Yetzirah, and then you can be now, go back to be Kashal Eidus.
So if someone who would touch girls is now in a situation...
So again, I think if he changed his lifestyle, and he would be faced with that situation, he would now be mocked about it. I think that's the person that now is a Kashar.
If someone then was with a girl the day before, and the next day, he's one of the two guys in Yichud, and he doesn't do anything, doesn't that make him Kashar, because he didn't do anything?
You're saying he needs to be in that situation first, that he has to run out.
The fact that right now
he's concerned and he's trying to calculate and he's trying to figure out to make sure. So he's back in that situation and he wants to go through a beheter, not beisur. So that's about tshuva.
Is this that easy? I think
you could change. Tshuva is easy. That's for next year, Shmuz, Mirtz Hashem. Yeah.
So do you have a friend who's not Shomer Givotze or whatever it is?
I don't think you can count.
He can't be an aid for, let's say, like, the Eid Yichol, Eid Ksuba, nothing?
No. All right. What about if you're with a guy with this stuff in the apply? It's like you and, like, a guy. The girl,
that wouldn't help for numbers, right? That's more than a parts.
So
then
it would just be 1-1.
Right. Yeah.
What if you're the third guy in the room? Are you not allowed to leave? Because you're causing the other two?
Oh.
You're not
allowed to.
You're
the third guy in the room. Why do you need three guys?
No, with three guys are fine. Is that...
As a Sephardi, you're saying.
Sephardi, yeah.
You
can't leave.
As a Sephardi, three guys is not a heter.
Four guys. Whatever is the one right before a heter?
Where is there a heter?
If there's 100 guys, it's not a heter?
Afilumea. Okay. That's what the Gemara says.
Five, the opposite way. It's four guys.
Ashkenazi.
Or anyway.
Ashkenazi. Can you leave?
I just want to know.
If you will set up an Avera and there's no other heter possible. Now, I'm not telling you that this is the only way to become mutter. There might be things down the road in weeks to come that are other ways to be matir, the Yisr Yichud, without numbers. But if, enechanami, there is no other way other than the number situation, and by you leaving, you are setting up a mitzvah, you can't leave. That's what the neighbor listened to mitzvah. Yeah. But there might be other heter mori that we have to learn, and there might be other situations. You don't always have like the ability, like the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Shabur discusses in the dinim of Chazar Seshatz. Shabur discusses if you're not, you don't have a minion, you know you're struggling. So what's the halacha? It's mamash. It's a chacham tzvi. There's a tshuva about it. Can I make a golem and can I create a person and be mitzayr for me? Mamash machlokes a place. Mamash. It's a discussion in the Mishabur discusses that. So if you don't have that ability to be matav yisur yichud like Mishabur is talking over there, and you don't have the ability, so sometimes you just don't have the people. Sometimes I am stuck in the summer. It's so frustrating. In the summer, I am stuck with my housekeeper at home all the time, and my wife's out shopping or she's doing something, and it's just me and her. I have to figure out another solution. It's not pasha. It's not pasha. In a phenomenon. Is it like a joke? Some of the guys in my shul have a joke because sometimes they see me in the morning in the summers learning on my porch. So like they text me and they say, oh,
there are people in Fairlawn.
Marcia is there. Like,
yeah.
was just curious how many
pictures was that? Like, I said, I could see him on the porch. Driver out there.
If you're in a normal house situation, just because you're technically in another area with another door, it's not necessarily headphones. The lock might be different, but we have to discuss it. We're not up to there yet.
But there might be other options, Rabosa. I'm not telling you that bottom line this is the only option. Right now, we're learning the sugya of numbers, and we want to know what is the situation of numbers that are usher, what is the situation of numbers that are mutter. We classified according to the Mechaber, we classified according to the Ramah, and therefore we have to come out. But now the Ramah continues and says, don't run away so far and don't start riffing on your Sfarim, because I'm not leaving you at every time with that. So the Ramah is going to make Shalom Bayis in our Shir right now. Says the Ramah as follows. We're both saying, listen up. Shmak. Yeh Shaymer. The Isha. Tuesday is my favorite day of the week. Mamish. So much time. The Yesha, no, I'm with you guys. With you guys. Yesha Imrim, the Isha Achas, Misyachedes im Shnei Anoshim Sheirim. The Ramah quotes the Heter of the Ran, Imhu Ba'ir. Whoa, he just classified.
Imhu what?
Imhu Ba'ir.
Oh.
Vistam Anoshim Sheirim him, like the Ran just says. Aval, Imhim Prutzen. If they are not Sheirim. Afilu im yud aser, even 10, like the Gemara says. Then we'll take the Rambam's version of the Gemara, right? Bechol ze ba'ir, but again, this is only in the city. Aval basade, but in the field, in the forest, in on the way up to camp, on the streets, in the mountains, on a sleeping hour trip out with sleeping bags in the forest. No yichud. No one's around. No walls. I'm not in seclusion. What do you mean? We're out in the open. Anyone could come. The Ramah says, not only can no one come, but even the heter of two men with one woman doesn't apply, says the Ramah. Basadeh. The Gemara talks about the fact that there would need to be a certain amount of people walking with the Shmirah of the Sota. Right? The bottom of Peyam of Beis, they weren't necessarily in a house. They were on a Sota, they were on a trip. And you have to be concerned that one of them might have to go to the bathroom, take care of his personal needs, leave the group, and what are you left with?
One-on-one.
One-on-one. Yichud. So that's a problem. So therefore, based on the Gemara, the Rishonim write, we see that even according to the lenient version, even according to the Ran's version, that the Mishnah's heter of Shnei Anoshim with Isha Achas does sometimes help. It's limited to a situation where people are around. If these are the only people that we have, and we're in a vicinity that no one else is accessible, so then what? The second one guy's going to have to go off and take care of his needs. We're going to be stuck with Yichud, and we have to be concerned with that a priori. And therefore, the numbers don't work.
What is your accessibility?
One second. We have to get to it. The Ramah says, don't stop here. The Chol Zeh Ba'ir. Aval Basadeh. 2-1 works or not?
No.
All right, come out in the field. Come on.
Basadeh, I said Basadeh. Oh, Balaila. Whoa. Afilu Ba'ir. Now, says the Ramah, even if it's not a situation where you're going to take a trip with some old pals and friends, you're going to stay in the city, you're going to stay in your community, you're going to stay in your house, but what? It's going to be in the air, but it's Balaila. Says the Ramah. Can't help. Mishnah's heter of two men to one woman will not apply. Says the Ramah, so what do you need in such a situation?
Three men.
You tried to chop, but we're keeping the door open.
Yeah.
Says the Ramah, I said it three times, so you would be punished and you would have to go. Says the Ramah.
Says that didn't make out.
Says the Ramah, so what do you need in that situation? So let me just read you the sign again. And every time that I said the heter of the Mishnah applies two men to one woman. So then what do you need?
Three.
You need, says the Ramah, even according to Ashkenazim,
three.
Not one, obviously. Not two, but three. Three will be only the only permission, because that's in addition. That's a second shmira. That's added to the norm of what the heter will be. So now, even though I'm in a situation where the heter won't apply, but I wanna up the ante. I just said that it's one woman with not two men, but I change it from one woman to
three
men. So then, that's even going to trump the negative situation. That's even going to trump the sadeh situation, or the way up to camp, or the situation where no one's around, or the situation where I'm in the field or in the forest. So then, that's going to be... that's going to mutter if there's three men. Because, okay, let one go around, and what happens? Still,
you have two.
Still, you have two. And then the Ramah says what we already learned, V'yesh matir and ish echad im nashim har. Okay, now, 1 second, slow down. What does, I think, sadeh, and once the Ramah is telling us that this halacha doesn't specifically apply to, although one would think intuitively that yichud applies to something in seclusion, something in a dalet chomos, a walls. So now the Ramah is telling us, and the Gemara is, and the whole of the poskim are suggesting that it's not true. And we find that the poskim discuss it in forest. We find that the Rishonim are talking about it in the fields. So it has nothing to do with walls. It has to do with our people around. So number one, we have to classify. So that I think is now a given. So we know that it doesn't have to do with the house. It doesn't have to do with the building. But what we do have to define, Rabosai, is this other category, which is, I think, a little more common for everyone. Even when you're in a domesticated area, even when you're in an area that a lot of people are around, and it's a populated area, like an ear, what is the definition of Lila? Because if this is going to be that once, what's taste now? We just changed the clock. It's like five something. Yeah. So by five something, already the numbers changed. That clock, clock strikes five. And now our ratios are all changed. That's going to have tremendous ramifications. The Ravid writes in Maseches Ksubis, we learned this last year in Bikias, we quoted the Rush, that the Gemara says, we quoted a few weeks ago, that if a woman turns into be a Nida on the way of on the night of her Chasana, so the halach is applied, like we pointed out, that the Shulchan Aruch says that Nida is an Erva, and Yichud applies to Nida, and if it's not Paspasal yet, they didn't yet, we were never together, so it's going to be Usr. And then the Gemara says, "Hu yashin bein anashim, he yashena bein anashim." He's with the men, and she's with the woman. So you already see from that Gemara a situation of where there are two shomrim, that he's with the anashim, and she's with the nashim. So that's a situation when yichud will be permitted from such a scenario. Hu yashin bein anashim, hu yashena bein anashim. Says the Ravid, when do you need this situation that the Gemara in Ksubis is suggesting that you need a double shmira? You need it at a time when they're yashin. So says the Ravid that's limited to Laila. But, Paskin's the Ravid, although we don't Paskin like this necessarily, l'halacha, the Ravid says there is no issue for the Chasan and Kala to be together in the daytime. It's dafka din of hu yashin bein anashim, it's dafka din in Laila. Okay? La halacha the Ramah is choshish for the opinion of the Rush. That the Rush says, no, you read the Gemara over there, hu yashin bein anashim, o hi yashena ba anashim, which means either or. It's enough to have one set of shmira. But says the Rush on the more stringent side, don't distinguish between day and night. So comes along the Rush and the Ravid, and there are two polar opposites in this situation of yichud with a nida, with your wife, that you never cohabited through, you never were together yet, you never have pas basala. What is the Isser that the Gemara is telling you? Your wife is turns out to be a Nida the night of the Chuppah. You now can't be together. When can't I be together? Comes along the Shita of the Ravid, I can't be together.
Night.
Balayla. Comes along the Shita of the Rush, I can't be together. Bein bayom, bein balayla. But don't read the Gemara like the Ravid's presenting that you need both. Hu yashen bein hanashim, v'hi yashen bein hanashim. You read the Gemara, Hu yashen bein hanashim. He is Shana ben Anashim, so you're not going to violate Hilchos Yichud. But don't differentiate between day and night. Machloikis la'alacha. The Ramah paskins la'alacha, a combination in Hilchos Nida, a combination of those opinions. It's actually in our Siman. It's in Yoredeya and Hilchos Nida in Kuvtzad Beis. It's quoted in our Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah says, look at what I said. In Kuvtzad Beis, what he's referring to is look over there that I paskin at Tziruv Shita of the Rush and the Ravid. I paskin that the Isser applies bein bayom bein balayla. However, the more chumrah approach of needing a double shmira would obviously only apply where it was suggested would be only at night and not by day. Because even though I'm going to be choshish for the Rush's opinion that the Isser Yichud should apply also by day, and you need to make sure that the Chassan and Kala are not going to be stuck by Yichud, but we're not going to go further than any of the Rishonim that were Machmir. Even the Rush that was Machmir was only Machmir to need one Shomer, to need one additional person. The Ravid, who is Machmir and also Mako, we're not going to accept his lenient version that it only applies during the day, but we're only going to apply his stringent version and needing the double Shmira only at night. The reason why I'm talking about this, Rabosai, although we spoke about the issue of Chassan and Kala, although it's a fascinating sugya, Rabosai, is because the Ravid's definition, the Poskim suggest, is very important. Because the Ravid is coming off of a Gemara, that the Gemara is telling me that the issue of night and an additional Shmira is coming from what language? Does it say Lila in the Gemara? Yishena. Yashin. Hu yashin ben anoshim, v'hi yishena ben anoshim. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, that changes a lot. What does that change the halacha, Rabosai? A big situation. You're going to want to hear this. Comes along the poskim, although it's not the Persian Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the poskim and based off the Shitas HaRavid, that the definition of Laila for Hilchos Yichud, that the Ramah is telling me to up the ante, to change the number, to change the configuration, that doesn't apply to Tzeis, that doesn't apply to 552, that applies to what? Zman Sheino. What does that mean, Zman Sheino? What does that mean, Zman Sheino? Does that mean the time that most people go to sleep? Or does that mean the time that everyone in this situation goes to sleep? Well, says the Ravid, what's the reason why we're concerned? Because if you're stuck in a situation of Yichud and it's Laila and people are going to go to sleep, so then what's going to happen? One guy's going to go to sleep, and guess what? What did we just create another situation of? Similar to the Sada. One guy's going to go and alleviate and then take care of his needs, right? Whatever it is, go on his way. And now we're stuck with the ratio of what? 1 to 1, right? That's why we can't rely basada on 2 to 1, right? Says the Ravid, same thing balayla. One guy's going to get tired. One guy's going to go to fall asleep. He's not going to anymore be a shomer and cause an embarrassment for people to do what they're not accustomed to do when other people are around. So if he falls asleep, so what are we going to stuck with the situation if our original ratio was only 2 to 1? What are we going to say now?
One.
It's going to be 1 to 1. So therefore, we have to make sure that no one's falling asleep. Comes along the poskim and present a tremendous kula. If no one in a situation is planning on going to sleep, so then it's not Laila. That's a tremendous cooler of Osai. Whatever it is, the situation that it's, you know, we're going to go back at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we're all going to go back, whatever, we're just here for now. We have the regular heterim of the Ramah, and we're in the ear, and it's, even though it's pretty late, but it's not Balayla because Laila is a function of Shena. So many poskim suggest that is not going to be the Isser Yichud. And what's going to be the Heter? What's the number ratio that's still going to be Mutter?
2 to 1.
2 to 1. Wow. That's Geschmack. But, Rabosai, I'll present to you this. Although that's Geschmack,
in a setting that people are just together, meeting together, whatever it is, and no one's planning to go to sleep, they're just sitting there or they're eating late, whatever it is, Rabbo say that might be a situation there, it's mutter. But what's a situation that this will be very problematic? It starts with a B and ends with an ing. Babysitting.
How are we supposed to get that?
I don't know. Rabbo say we quoted that babysitting is a big problem because who goes to sleep babysitting?
The babies.
The babies. The kids. A lot of shana going on. A lot of shana going on at an earlier time. So now let's figure out our ratios. We learned on the Bechina, Rabosai, and I asked some of you this on the Bechina. I asked you guys this on your Bechina. The Isser Yichud, right? If a man is a babysitter, already applies with a woman. At what age?
Three.
Because she's already Roy Labia, the Gemara says. Roy Labia from the age of three. So if a man babysitters is a man babysitting, a boy, over a bar mitzvah boy, what are you laughing at?
Why can't you get it out?
I don't know. I'm not having a problem talking.
You should keep running.
So it's already Zman Shena, and now there's going to be a ratio that 2-1 is not necessarily going to be a heter, unless you have other factors that might be mutter, and we have to learn other factors. Again, there might be other factors to be matir, Rabbo say. There are other things to learn that can help us in situations, even on a one-on-one situation. But just the numbers game is not going to help you if what? If it's Zman Shena already. Zman Shena could be pretty early, depending on when Mommy and Abba decided bedtime's going to be. So that could be a problematic situation with one of the kids that are still up and are older kid. That will be a situation. So what would you have to make sure of?
Keep the baby
You'd
up.
Have to make sure that your numbers are
kept. For,
what's a way to be matir balayla? What should your numbers be?
3-1.
You'd have to make sure that there's a 3-1 ratio that's going to be matir, as long as all those people are going to be up. However, what happens in the more common situation, in my opinion, that's more common, that a girl's babysitting. So what's going to be the situation?
She can't have 3-1.
So she can have 1-3. By Yom, but can she have 1-3 by Laila? No. So what would you need potentially if you were just relying on the numbers game in order to be matir woman after bedtime when it comes to babysitting? Probably have to have 4. 4 nushin. Sorry, I'm sorry.
I thought 1 to...
No, I messed up the numbers.
1-3 is fine.
I'm sorry, this is confusing. 1-3 when a man... I messed it up. 1-3 with a man with a woman... If it's one man against three women, yeah. It would be mutter, so you'd have to one-up it to make it 1-4. But if it's the man heter, so you'd have lower amount of men, right, if it's a woman babysitter.
No,
right?
I mean, you totally lost
if it's a woman babysitter, right, so what's the usual heter by Yom? 1-2.
One woman to two men.
Right. So now you need men. 3 men in order to be mutter that, a Lila, right? For a woman, it's the opposite. If it's a man babysitter with woman, so you need 3 women based on Rashi that we learned last week to be matir. And then if it's Balaila, so you would have to one up it, would have to be 4 men or some other heter that we're half going to learn in the future.
I thought last time we said that there's a difference with women that like we can't trust them. That's so we need more women?
That's exactly why you need.
Just said, that's exactly what we
just
said.
Just one. So you need just one woman.
That is relying on the Rashi. Right. Other Rishonim will say, no, there is no such heter. Yeah.
2 questions.
That's,
one.
That's why the Mishnah says, even though 2 men to 1 woman is mutter, the Gemara says 2 women to 1 man is aser. So the Gemara asks, why? Nashim daitam kalos. That's exactly it.
Thank
so Rashi says that's only 2, but not 3. Other Rishonim say, no, that's nothing. You can't rely on that. And that's Shita Samachaber. That's the start.
The kids that are Roy Labia, could they be counted as one of the 2 or 3?
So we have to get to the age that there is something that we didn't learn yet. There is an age of Shmira from a kid of a certain age, from the age of about 4 or 5 that could be Mata the Isra Yichud, but we have to learn the Sugi of Shmira, and that could same situations. Rabbo said there are going to be other heterim that are out there.
Right.
Number one, what Mickey's pointing out is being is a Shomer helping family members sometimes could create problems. Same family members other times could create a Shmira. There might be situations where Yichud, even in the ratios that we learned, that are prohibited, could be mutter based on either Shomrim or other factors that Emir Tashem we're going to learn in later weeks that will remove the Isra Yichud even without the number games. We're just focusing right now on total strangers,
all else equal, and other people are around that are not the age of Shmira, we're going to get to, and when Shmira can be applied, we're going
to
get to.
And also, according to the Rush, where he holds that you only need one set, right?
Yeah.
So, how does two women work, right? Because that's creating a 3-to-1. 3 women to 1 man.
How does she sleeping with the Nushin work?
Yeah. Right, because it's still 3-to-1.
He is Shana Bein Anushim. So, how many Nushim are there?
There's 3.
Right, so that's
3-to-1.
Oh, you're saying it's he doesn't hold that Lila is any different. He disagrees with the Raya. So that's Mutter.
3-to-1 is Mutter.
It's a woman. Right. A woman with one man, yeah.
I think they need 4 to 1.
That's according to the Chumra to be Machmer V'Lila, which the Rosh is not subscribing to.
What about for, let's say the other way, 3 men to 1 woman?
Or he could just learn that the Gemara is saying that they're not going to be, yeah.
And does it make a difference if
you
say,
Lila?
No, Rosh is
not Lalach, we don't pass on like
right.
We're being Machmer, right.
And then with a wife, you said that that could create leniencies?
Yeah.
Does it matter if you had B already or not? Because
yeah,
well,
it does matter.
She's also to you if you didn't have. Yeah,
if you can't be
right.
Yichud with her, then right. Well, she's not gonna.
Okay, fine.
All right, Rabosai, brand new sugya today. Very exciting. Mirtz Hashem, it should be great. It's on your Mar Makomos that you have on sugya number 12. It's in the back of number 12. Max conserved pollution. He didn't pollute, and he conserved the amount of papers. I don't know how you possibly lost those sheets because you did Chazara from it. Because sugi number 12 was on the Bechina. So if you have sugi number 12,
we didn't.
So then.